gift of eternal life.
當有呢一個咁美好嘅永生嘅禮物。
There are some. Here are some of the likely responses.
咁有啲人聽到咧，就會有咁樣嘅回應。
First.
首先第一個咧就係。
Of course I want it. Who doesn't want it?
我當然想要啦，邊個唔想要嘅咧
？As I go through these responses, try to identify which one you are.
咁我會講有幾個嘅回應，你睇下自己係屬於邊一個嚇。
Second.
第二個咧。
There are some who say I don't need it.
有啲人就會話我唔需要。
Third.
第三。
I don't believe there's such a thing after death.
我唔相信死後仲有嘢，人死如燈滅。
And fourth.
第四。
How can I know there is such a thing as eternal life?
我怎樣才可以知道真的有永生這件事呢?
Now, for most of us, hopefully your answer is number one.
對很多人來說,希望你的答案就是第一個。
Of course I want it. Who doesn't?
我當然想要,誰不想不要的?
That's the reason why you're here today.
所以你今天就坐在這裡了,是不是?
Now, this passage in Mark,
在馬可福音這段經文,
brings us to a better understanding of this wonderful aspect of life.
俾我哋有一個更好嘅明白呢一個生命嘅呢一個方面。
And so we see here a rich man.
我哋睇到呢一個富足嘅。
As he approaches Jesus.
人佢嚟到嘅耶穌面前。
Now, this same incident is described in Matthew and also in Luke.
咁喺馬太福音同埋路加福音都有描述呢一件事。
And describes this young person not only as a rich young person but a ruler.
咁講到呢一個人唔單止係富足嘅年青人，實佢亦都係一個官。
So although he's young, he's a man of position.
雖然佢年輕，但係佢都係一個有地位嘅人。
And meaning he has the respect of the people.
就係話佢喺人對佢有尊敬嘅。
It's not easy to be considered a ruler at that young age.
喺咁年輕嘅時候，好難係做到一個官嘅。
And so we see this young man.
咁我哋睇到呢一個年輕人。
Who comes to Jesus?
来到耶稣面前。
Now he's not attracted to Jesus by his fame and reputation.
佢唔系因为耶稣嘅名声嚟到去到耶稣面前。
And you know, we see that nowadays.
我哋今日咧见到好多咁嘅情况。
You see the people flocking to those who are rich and famous.
你睇到好多人去追星。
You know, recently I heard that there were millions of people who attended Taylor Swift's concerts.
咁啊，最近我就听到有好多。百萬嘅人去聽歌星泰勒斯嘅演唱會。咁我哋呢度有冇粉絲咧
？That's good to know. And so this rich young ruler.
咁呢個年輕嘅官
goes to Jesus with a very definite and important purpose in his life.
嚟到耶穌面前係一個好肯定嘅、好明確重要嘅目的嘅。
And so we are told he runs up to Jesus and kneels before him.
我哋睇到佢系跑去耶稣面前跪喺佢面前。
And he addresses this Jesus as good teacher.
佢称耶稣为良善嘅夫子。
And immediately asks, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
佢即刻就问佢：我当作什么事才可以承受永生
？This young man.
咁呢个年轻人
was rich.
佢好富足。
And had accomplished much in life.
他也在生命裡面生活裡面都很成功。
And so, as a young person, he has accomplished almost everything.
他這麼年輕已經這麼有成就。
And now, he comes to Jesus.
他現在來到耶穌面前。
And he's looking to get hold of something that he does not have.
想得到一些他沒有的東西。
Eternal life.
永生。
And Jesus, therefore, now responds to this young man's request.
咁耶穌就回應呢一個年輕人嘅問題。
First with a mild correction.
首先咧就一個輕度嘅矯正佢。
And he uses this correction aimed at something very important for this young man to learn.
佢呢一個矯正呢個咧係呢個年輕人又好重要嘅一課要學嘅。
To begin him to understand the mistaken concept of life itself.
就係佢對生活生命嘅誤解。
Especially his life.
特別係佢自己嘅生活。
So yes, Jesus was helping him.
耶稣是帮助他。
That his use of the term good teacher.
就是用这个良善的夫子这个词。
Was only appropriate to addressing God.
只是适合用于神的。
So obviously he's helping this young man to understand, to know who he is.
所以他就是帮这个年轻人去明白他自己 耶稣是谁。
He wanted this young man to know that he was God.
他要这个年轻人知道他是神。
And we see, therefore, the goal of this young man.
我们看到这个年轻人的目的。
What was the real purpose of his approach?
他来到耶稣面前的重要的目的是什么？
And we come to realize that it is a selfish desire.
我们看到是一个自私的渴望。
He's trying to attain for himself something which he has not gotten yet.
他就是想自己得到一些他还没得到的东西。
Something that he really wanted, he doesn't have.
他很想要的，但是他还没有。
Eternal life.
永生。
Now many of us deal with God in the same way.
我们很多人都是这样去对神。
That we're looking to God to get something from him.
我们求神是希望得到一些东西。
Some now, even as you are sitting here,
就算我们当中坐在这里的人，
have come to think that you have attained all that you need.
都想，可能你都想到你已经得到你所需要的一切了。
Because many of us feel I have attained eternal life.
因为我们很多人都觉得我已经得到了永生了。
And so therefore, you're satisfied.
所以你很满足。
And you think therefore that now that you have eternal life, you can sit back.
咁你就谂住你而家已经有咗永生啦，所以你而家可以坐低。
And you can enjoy your life.
去享受你嘅生活。
Because your future is guaranteed.
因为你嘅将来已经有保障啦。
Bad news.
好，一个唔好嘅消息。
You are completely and totally wrong.
你系大错特错。
In living your life, trying to get and accomplish the wrong goal in your life.
就是你过一个生活去想去要去达到一个错误的目标。
Very much like this rich young ruler.
就是好像这个富有的年轻官。
Your desire for eternal life is a selfish desire.
你所渴望的永生是一个自私的愿望。
Jesus Christ did not sacrifice his life on the cross so that you can continue to live your own selfish desires.
耶稣没有在十字架上牺牲他的生命，让你可以继续自私的过你自己所想要的生活。
And when we do that, we make a mockery of Jesus' life and death.
如果我们是这样做的时候，我们就是嘲笑耶稣的生和死。
And so as Jesus is helping this young man identify himself by his own claims that Jesus is God,
当他耶稣去帮助这个年轻人认识他自己，都说耶稣是神。
Jesus is now establishing for this young man his authority as God.
耶稣现在就告诉这个年轻人，建立在他面前建立一个权柄，就是他就是神。
So for this young man to recognize that what he's about to teach him is not coming from human man.
让这个年轻人知道他现在要教导他的不是人的教导。
But it comes with the very authority of God himself.
而是神的权柄。
The authority of God.
是神的权柄。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2, 2 Timothy chapter 3,
提摩太后书三章,
it says, All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.
提摩太后书三章这样说，圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
Now for us today,
咁对于我哋今日嚟讲，
Christ is teaching us and speaking to us.
基督系教导我哋，向我哋说话。
And he does that with authority comes from his word.
佢嘅权柄就系藉住佢嘅话语嚟到。
So we are to receive God's word as coming from the very mouth of Christ himself.
所以我们接受神的话语就是要好像接受从耶稣的口里面讲出来的一样。
We have to receive it humbly.
就是要谦卑的去接受。
Respectfully.
去尊重。
And most importantly, obey.
更重要的就是要去顺服。
Now, it's thankful that we don't have to live by the letter of the law.
那我感谢神，我们不是需要按照律法的条文来去过生活。
Because the letter of the law is death for us.
因为律法的条文。条文是要令我们死的。
But we live by the grace of Christ.
但是我们藉着基督的恩典而活。
That enables us to obey his word at all.
让我们可以去顺服他的话语。
But it's also by grace that we are forgiven our sins when we disobey his word.
藉着恩典，当我们 唔顺服嘅时候，我哋亦都得到赦免。
And so it's we're blessed to be able to say we live by grace alone in Christ Jesus.
所以我哋藉住恩典喺基督里边而活，系一个嘅祝福。
Now, so having now established his authority for this young man.
咁而家喺呢个年轻人面前，耶稣建立咗佢嘅权柄。
He addresses his concept of good.
咁佢就要解决佢嘅关于良善呢一个嘅概念。
And hopefully, as we see his response.
咁希望我哋睇到佢嘅回应。
That his understanding what good means.
佢嘅明白对呢个良善嘅明白系点样
？So as Jesus reminds him of his of God's commandments.
耶稣就提醒佢神嘅诫命。
And he reminds him of the fifth through tenth commandment.
就系从第五到第十个诫命。
And this young man, so eagerly and so joyfully says, "I have kept all these since my youth."
咁呢一个年轻人就系好开心咁，好真诚咁样讲，我年轻嘅时候已经从小都遵守咗。
And it's commendable.
咁呢個係值得稱讚嘅。
Because he was really answering earnestly，
因為佢真係好認真嘅去回答，去真誠嘅
，devotedly，
係盡心盡力嘅
，and spiritually，
好虔誠嘅咁去回答。
His understanding of God's commandments was outwardly superficial。
但係佢明對神嘅呢個戒命嘅理解咧，就係外表嘅係膚淺嘅。
He saw the commands as something。Without understanding of the intent of God's commands.
佢睇住呢啲嘅诫命，佢唔明白神呢对呢啲诫命嘅意义系乜嘢。
The intent and purpose of God's Ten Commandments.
神嘅呢十诫嘅意向同埋目的系乜嘢
？Was to address his heart.
就系要面对人嘅心。
Now, some of us might consider ourselves good.
咁我哋当中可能都有啲人觉得自己系良善嘅。
Because you in your life have been keeping the commandments as best as you can.
因为你都去尽力嘅去守呢个神嘅诫命。
It's important to know that Jesus only addresses the fifth through tenth commandment.
我哋好重要去睇到耶稣净系讲到第五到第十条诫命。
Because that addresses the things that he could do.
呢个就系因为呢啲就系佢可以做嘅嘢。
That he thought he could do.
他以為自己可以做得到的。
Matthew chapter 22.
馬太福音22章。
And he said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depends all the law and the prophets.
耶穌對他說你要盡心盡性盡意愛主你的神。这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
It would be expected this young man knew the first, second, third, and fourth commandments.
咁应该呢个年轻人亦都知道第一到第四条诫命。
And so, the God's commandments, first and foremost.Demands that we love the Lord God with all our heart, mind, and soul.
神嘅诫命就系要我哋尽心尽性尽意爱主我哋嘅神。
That was the purpose of all the commandments.
呢个就系所有诫命嘅目的。
However, in our sinful hypocrisy,
但系喺我哋嘅罪恶嘅虚伪里边
，the inward and sincere love towards God is easily masked.
我哋对好容易就掩盖咗我哋。内心对神嘅真心。
And so Jesus uses this, the last six commandments.
咁所以耶稣就系讲到第最后嗰六个诫命。
That he summarizes as loving others, your neighbor as yourself.
就总结一句就系爱人如己。
To bring home the point to this young man that he was not good.
让呢个年轻人睇到佢唔系良善。
And it also to help us to see that we are not good.
亦都让我哋睇到自己唔系良善。
And so this young man was so controlled by his own self-righteousness.
因为呢一个年轻人系对于自己嘅自义系咁着迷。
That he failed to see the very sin in his heart.
佢睇唔到自己内心嘅罪。
And so he proudly boasts that he's been doing all this, observing these commandments since his youth.
咁佢就好自豪咁喺度夸耀，我自小从小就遵守晒。
But the commandments were intended to bring home to us the sin of our own hearts.
但係呢啲戒命就係要我哋睇到自己內心嘅罪。
The sin of not loving others as ourselves.
就係我哋冇愛人如己。
See, from the very beginning, this young man.
從一開始呢一個年輕人。
Was concerned only for himself.
就係淨係掛住自己。
In his question, he asked Jesus.
喺佢嘅問題裏邊，佢就係咁樣問耶穌。
What must I do to have eternal life?
我當作什麼才可以承受永生？
So he sees eternal life as something that he can attain by doing something.
所以佢睇到永生係可以佢自己可以作嘅。
See, he considers that he's been so successful in life.
佢覺得自己喺生活裏邊生都已經咁成功。
And also in keeping the commandments of God.
已經守曬神嘅戒命。
And all he had to do now was to find out how to get the thing that he doesn't have yet.
咁佢而家就係需要揾出點樣得到呢一樣嘢，佢仲未有嘅。
Eternal life
就係永生。
His goal in his life
咁佢個目標喺佢嘅生命裏邊
was all for himself
就係要全部都係為自己。
And so Jesus brings home this lesson。
所以耶穌就帶出呢一個嘅功課。
And he tells him
話俾佢聽
to sell everything he has。And give it to the poor.
去變賣你所有嘅，分給窮人。
Now the lie, that this young man was living.
咁呢一個年青人一直生活喺呢啲嘅謊言裏面。
And the sad truth about himself.
呢個好悲傷嘅事實就係。
That he has failed to see so far in his life.
到目前為止，佢都係睇唔到喺自己嘅生命裏面。
Is finally brought home to this young man.
他現在終於看到了。
The goal of his life was a selfish one.
他生命的目的是自私的。
And basically, he was his own God.
他其實就是自己的神。
And it tells us, therefore, he was disheartened and he turned away sadly.
這裡告訴我們，他面上變了色，憂憂愁愁的走了。
Why was he so sad, sorrowful?
為什麼他會憂憂愁愁呢？
It was most likely probably because.He was not able to get what he wanted.
因為可能佢就係得唔到佢想要嘅。
This rich young ruler,
呢一個年輕嘅官，富足嘅官
was not willing to give up all he had to follow Jesus.
唔願意放棄佢所有嘅一切去跟隨耶穌。
It is a great mistake.
係一個好大嘅錯誤。
To make gaining eternal life.As the goal of your life,
将得到永生成为你生命嘅目的。
And too many actually see and make it the goal of their lives.
好多人都系咁样睇，甚至系将佢成为呢一个成为你生命嘅目的。
For themselves,
系为佢自己。
For their children,
为佢啲儿女。
For their family,
或者为佢嘅家庭。
For their friends,
为佢哋嘅朋友。
In doing so, we miss.
如果咁樣做嘅時候，我哋就錯過咗。
We miss out, and we actually miss having a truly amazing life that God has offered to us.
我哋錯過咗神所俾我哋嘅奇妙嘅奇異嘅生命。
See, our life in Christ
喺基督裏邊嘅生命
is an experience that nothing in this world can compare to.
係呢一個嘅經歷喺呢個世界任何嘢都唔可以同佢比較嘅。
And the mistaken idea that you have everything that you need in life already.
这个误解就是你以为你生命里面一切你都有了。
That you've gotten eternal life, it's an illusion.
你以为自己已经得到永生，这个只不过是幻觉。
Now, it does allow us to feel good about ourselves.
是会让我们自己觉得自己很好。
And that we can continue living our lives that we were used to living.
咁可以继续过我们一路咁过嘅生活。
In Philippians chapter 1, it says,
腓立比書一章咁樣講
for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain
因我活著就是基督我死了就有益處
So the Apostle Paul makes very clear what the Christian life is to be
使徒保羅好清楚地講到一個基督徒嘅生命應該係點樣
There's no leeway
係冇迴旋
No compromise
妥協
No excuse to be made
冇藉口嘅
On how a Christian is to live their life.
讲到点解点样基督徒应该点样去过生活
You know, as plain as can be, he says, to live is Christ.
很简单的就是活着就是基督。
And many of us hide behind this notion of living for Christ.
很多人就是在藏在这个句子后面。
And we say that idea of living to Christ is such a vague concept.
讲到活着就是基督是一个这么模糊的概念。
And therefore, it's left up to our own interpretation of what that means.
咁所以我哋每一个人都可以自己解释到底系咩意思。
In Luke chapter 9 tells us.
喺路加福音九章咁样讲。
And he said to all, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
耶稣又对众人说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
So this idea of living to Christ.
所以这个为活着就是基督这个概念。
Christ himself clarifies what it means.
基督他自己就讲清楚给我们听什么意思。
First it says to deny yourself.
首先就是舍己。
Second, to give up his, take up the cross.
就是背起十字架。
Third, to follow him.
第三就是跟随他。
Now, denying yourself is not as easy as it sounds.
舍己不是说这么容易做的。
Besides requiring a great effort,
要需要有一个很大的努力。
It first and foremost requires truly the grace of Christ.
首先嘅最重要嘅就系要依靠基督嘅恩典。
It's only by His grace that enables us to be able to deny ourselves.
唯有藉住基督嘅恩典，先可以帮助我哋去舍己。
And denying yourself takes practice.
咁舍己咧系需要去练习嘅。
It's not when something that is not good for us comes up.We come across those things.
不是说有些事会就会发生的。
We have to practice giving up things in our lives.
我们要去练习放弃生命里面的东西。
And you can start small.
你可以从小事开始。
You know, the little things first.
小小的事。
And continue to work your way until you learn to be able to practice sacrificing the big things of your life.
继续的去学习，直到你可以放弃大事。
What are those big things in your life that you need to sacrifice?
大事你要牺牲嘅系乜嘢咧？
To deny.
你要去舍弃嘅系乜嘢咧？
For Christ.
系为基督去舍弃。
We need to apply our minds to finding what those things are.
我哋要去思想，去找出呢啲系乜嘢。
And not to have an easy answer.
唔系一个好容易嘅答案。
To just think, oh, that's it.
或者系系咁多啦。
Apply your mind.
要去思想。
And then it tells on the secondly.
第二话俾我哋听。
To bear the, his cross.
就系要背起佢嘅十字架。
You know the cross that Jesus bore to Calvary.
耶稣喺加利利嘅十字架。
You know, the cross of Jesus is the love that he has that covers over all the sins of the world.
耶稣带到去各国他嘅十字架就系要遮盖全世界嘅。世界的世人的罪。
And we all live in this world, and we know what the sins of this world are that we experience it every day.
咁我哋喺呢个世界上生活，我哋都知道呢个世界嘅罪系乜嘢。
Not only from the outside, not only from that outside the world, but within our relationships.
唔单止系世界外边，而家喺我哋自己嘅关系里边。
And it says, therefore, we have to pick up the cross.
就系话我哋要背起十字架。
That we learn to love others and bear their sins.
我哋要学习去爱人，要系背负佢哋嘅罪。
The insults, the offenses that you have experienced.
你所经历嘅侮辱、伤害。
The hurts and attacks of people.
人哋对你嘅伤害同埋攻击。
Then you learn to love and forgive as Christ has loved and forgiven us.
你就系学习去爱佢哋，去赦免佢哋，好似基督赦免我哋一样。
That's the cross he calls us to bear.
呢个就系基督要我哋背负嘅十字架。
And that's what it means to.Live to Christ.
活着就是基督，就是这个意思。
In Mark chapter 14 it says,
马可福音十四章,
and he said, Abba Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not that I will, but what you will.
他说, 阿爸, 父啊, 在你凡事都能, 求你将这杯撤去, 然而不要从我的意思, 只要从你的意思。
Follow after Christ.
去跟随基督。
To be able to do the will of God the Father.
去行父天父嘅旨意。
See, Jesus said that as he was going to the cup, but meaning the, the cross that he would die for our sins.
耶稣就系佢准备要去啊背起呢个十字架为我哋嘅罪嘅时候系。
But he was willing to follow the will of the Father, even at great cost of everything, his very own life.
佢就系愿意付上佢一嘅一切，甚至佢嘅生命去跟随父嘅天父嘅旨意。
So to follow Christ is not just lip service.
所以去跟随基督唔系净系用口讲嘅。
But it has tangible working out in your life.
是有一些实际的在你的生命里面活出来。
In John 4 it says,
约翰福音四章这样说，
Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work.
我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
We are no longer to live just to accomplish our own desires.
我们不再是为成就自己的期望来去生活。
Not to accomplish our own will.
不是去成就自己的旨意，
but to do God's will and His desire.
而是去成就神的旨意，神的期望。
And so Jesus puts in the place of the very food that nourishes him, that he needs to survive upon, as the Word of God that nourishes him, the will of God that nourishes him.
所以耶稣在这里就讲到他所需要的营养，帮他生存的营养就是神的话语，就是他的食物。
And one of the trademarks of Covenant Church.
咁圣约堂嘅有一个好大嘅特点。
This is love of food.
就系中意食嘢。
It's amazing how food. We appreciate food in our church.
我哋嘅教会好欣赏食物嘅。
We think about it.
我哋成日都谂住。
We talk about it.
我哋又讲。
We look for it.
我哋去揾。
Some of us might even dream about it.
有啲人发梦都挂住食。
I know there are many who travel halfway around the world for it.
咁好多人去到地球嘅另一边去揾食。
Food is important to us.
食物对我哋嚟讲系好重要嘅。
Now has the will and purpose of God come close to your wants and desire for food?
咁去成就神行神嘅旨意，系咪好似你对于呢啲食物咁嘅渴求咧？
And so the Christian's goal in life.
咁基督。的生活
It's not just to get eternal life.
不是只是要得到永生，
but it's to live for Christ.
而是要为基督而活。
And so Jesus looked at this young ruler.
所以耶稣看着这个年轻的官，
and it tells us he loved him.
爱他。
The love of Christ is given to this young ruler.
基督的爱是给了这个年轻的官。
And helping him to see the and realize the selfishness and the need for grace in his life.
帮他看到他自己的自私，帮他看到意识到他需要基督的恩典在他生命里面。
Christ was offering a much richer life.
基督所给予的赐予的生命是更加的丰盛。
More than all the wealth this young man has amassed in his life.
远超过这个年轻人在他一生里面积聚的一切。
He tells us he had great possessions.
这里告诉我他有很多的财富。
Christ is offering all of us this rich and wonderful life.
基督也赐给我们每一个人丰盛的生命。
So whatever you have amassed in this world,
你在这个世界上积聚了什么？
You know, your wealth,
你的财富，
maybe your security,
或者你的安全，
Your own comfort.
或者你自己的舒适。
You know, none of these things compare to the life that Christ has for you.
没有一样东西可以跟基督所赐给你的生命去相比。
And how foolish are we that we would miss out on that wonderful gift of life?
如果我们错过这个这么美好的生命的礼物。
As we hold on tightly and cling to the riches that we have in this world.
是死抓住自己在这个世界上的财富，是不是很愚蠢呢？
And so, when it comes to living for Christ,
所以当我们说为基督而活，
can you honestly say that you have been living for Christ?
你可不可以很诚实地说你是为基督而活呢？
And are you daily seeking to see the will of God lived out in your life?
你是不是每一天去寻求基督神的旨意在你的生命里面活出来呢？
Daily, as you prepare, begin the day,
是你每开始每一天的时候，
do you pray and ask God,Please show me your will today.
你有没有求神去祈祷求神今日让我看到你的 旨意呢?
Or is it something that might happen accidentally some later on in the day?
或者是遲下在這一天中這一天的某一個時候發生的呢?
Are you filled with the joy and peace that Christ brings in good times and in bad times?
你有沒有在順境或者逆境裡面都有基督所帶給你的平安和喜樂呢?
Are you satisfied with the purpose and meaning in your life?
你對你的生命裡面的意思、意義和目標是否滿足呢?
Are you still feeling there's something that's missing?
但是或者是你還覺得有些事是錯過的呢?
What's missing is to do the will of God the Father.
或者你還是未有的呢?就是要去做天父的旨意。
Let's not be mistaken.
讓我們不要誤解。
The desire for eternal life is a worthy desire.
希望得到永生是一個值得的期望。
But that desire for eternal life should represent your desire to be with God for all eternity.
因為這個的期望就是你希望在永恆裡面與神同在。
In Psalm 86 it says,
詩篇86篇這樣說，
I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever.
主我的神啊，我要一心稱讚你，我要榮耀你的名，直到永遠。
To be able to glorify God and know and enjoy Him forever.
就是能夠榮耀神和永遠以祂為樂。
In other words, the reality of eternal life
就是永生的現實。
Begins here and now.
就是今時今日開始的。
It begins with your true relationship with Christ.
就是同你同基督有真正的關係開始。
And it begins our journey following Him to do the will of God the Father.
就是我們跟隨祂去行天父的旨意。
Is that your desire of your life?
這個是不是你生活的期望呢?
Not to get just your own selfish desire.
不是只是你自己的自私的渴望呢?
To do the will of God.
而是去行天父的旨意。
Let's spend a moment as we would respond to the Lord.
讓我們用一段時間去回應神。
That He would help us expose the lies of our own hearts.
求祂幫助我們去看到我們自己內心的虛偽。
So that He would grant us grace.
讓我們求神賜給我們恩典。
Let us pray.
讓我們祈禱。
First, as we would do so personally and quietly before the Lord.
我們安靜的個人的在神的面前祈求。
Dear gracious Heavenly Father,
慈悲仁愛的天父,
we come before you now.
我們來到你的面前,
we do so humbly before you.
我們在你面前謙卑,
Lord, knowing that we deserve nothing.
知道我們不配得任何事,
and we cannot accomplish anything.
我們也不可以成就任何事,
by our own ability.
憑著自己的能力,
we ask that you grant us grace.
求主賜我們恩典,
that you would help us to see the sins of our hearts.
幫助我們看到自己內心的罪。
So that, Lord, we can receive your faithful forgiveness.
讓我們可以得到你的忠實信實的赦免。
That you would grant us grace to live for you.
賜給我們恩典，讓我們可以為你而活。
Not in some abstract manner.
不是一些抽象的概念。
Lord, but that we would begin each day asking for the grace to see your will.
而是我们每一日开始的时候求你的恩典，让我们看到你的旨意。
To see your will lived out in our daily life.
去寻求你的旨意成就在我们每一日的生活里面。
That we would seek, O Lord, to see your name glorified.
我哋愿意睇到主呢个名德荣耀。
Every day in our lives，
喺我哋生命嘅每一日里边。
We ask this in the precious and wonderful name of Christ。
我哋奉耶稣基督宝贵嘅名字祈